This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab is brought to you by GoNetSpeed, your choice for crazy fast fiber internet. This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And he's one of the co-owners at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer questions, comments, and concerns. Yes, Tab is 100% employee-owned, and we're looking for people.
We are. We need people.
Join us. Be an
Holy
owner.
Holy mackerel, do we ever need people.
How often can we ever tell you that you can join a company and be an instant owner?
That's right.
So come on board. We're looking for you. Go to our careers page over at tabinc.com and get on board. So we have three lines open, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC are the numbers. And Ed, I'm going to get right to you in a minute here. I just want to bring up this news article here. Destructive malware is hitting Windows systems. You heard Brian Krebs during the news talking about what's going on there with the fact that the Russians are going to unleash all sorts of cyber attacks. But it won't be the normal ones where they kind of ignore the criminals hitting us with their ransomware attacks. They're literally just going to wipe the computers, right? Data wiping and damage is what they're going to be shooting for, right? How can they damage the infrastructure of Ukraine systems? And basically, there's a malware out there that was spotted February 23rd ahead of the Russian invasion. It's been dubbed the Hermetic Wiper. And it's designed to both erase Windows devices and corrupt the system. So it's basically going to blow it to smithereens.
Yeah,
they're not looking for ransom. They're looking for damage. Now, the thing about this, of course, that was spotted because there's software connected to it, or it's trying to act like it's loading EaseUS software. They actually had a company out of Cyprus called Hermetica Digital. And basically, they have a legitimate signed certificate of this software, right? So you could have downloaded a tool for something and have gotten this along with it. And of course, they're going to trigger it to do its thing when they want to. So Sentinel-1 has talked about it as well. We'll put a link up here for you so you understand what's out there. So ransomware is awful, where you have a hope of paying some ding-dong cryptocurrency to some guy in Uzbekistan, and he'll give you the key to unlock your files, but this thing is going to blow it to smithereens.
Yeah, we've gone from ransomware to destructionware.
Correct, because normally the ransomware, those guys want to get paid.
Right.
This is not what Russia is looking for. So we'll put a link up there for you guys so you know what's out there. These types of viruses were around the old days. You could literally have a GIF image that would have a code in there that would include a deletion command, right? Wipe the C drive. This is not hard to do.
No, unfortunately not.
Yeah, so understand idea, obviously, when you keep destroying the computer, it can't pass the virus, right? So they have to make sure they can deliver it to everybody and then trigger it when they want. So that's coming in our future, but let's get to your your calls and see how your present is going. Let's go to Ed in Southington first. What's happening, Ed?
Hey.
Morning.
Morning.
We hear you. What's going on?
All right. A year and a half, two-year-old HP laptop. Mm-hmm. The last 2 days, even on startup and then when it goes, the DVD just keeps popping out. And then once in a while, up on top, when I try to punch in wherever I'm going, www.yahoo, whatever, as soon as you start typing, then just slash marks go all across the top and then equal signs.
Yeah.
Just shut it off, wait for a while. I try it again, did the McPhee thing, and everything comes back normal. So I keep trying to hold in the DVD thing.
So
stupid, but I don't know. If
I'm just wondering, what do you have for lunch over your keyboard there, Ed? I'm guessing you got some crumbs stuck in your key there. You got some sort of stuck key with those slashes. So believe it or not, I bet you when that occurs, you can take your keyboard, lift it up about an inch above the desk and drop it. And all of a sudden, those things will stop happening because I think it's your keyboard is pushing out data into your system. That's why you're getting all that happening to you.
The DVD thing?
No, that's the slashes and things across your screen. The DVD thing, it could be keyboard related.
I wonder if it is because there may be a keystroke that will eject the DVD, and it's erroneously throwing that keystroke.
Right. So I guess the other question is that, do you have a second keyboard you could try on that computer?
Yeah, actually, I do. Alex, you got that. My son got one. Yeah.
Yeah.
He has a laptop, so he uses the laptop.
I bet you plug the other keyboard in there, this problem goes away. And
disable the onboard keyboard.
Is this a laptop, Ed, or is this not?
If that's the case, then send it to Staples and let him give it a clean up.
Well, is this a laptop or is it a PC?
Laptop.
Oh, it is.
I thought he said it was a laptop. Right.
So then, yes, you have to disable the they could give it a clean out. How old? You said a couple years old. It's not too old.
About a year and a half, almost 2 years.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like a bad keyboard in there.
I'm thinking that, yeah.
Maybe they spilled something out. I mean, but I don't see anything.
No, yeah, I hear you.
You may not be able to.
It could also be a bad keyboard controller within the laptop itself, and that does happen.
True.
So you could bring it to Staples, and they could literally remove that keyboard and then replace it.
If we disable and run the other one, then we should know for sure then at least.
Yeah.
That would tell you what the problem is, definitely.
The other thing is, does it have a trackpad near your keypad? Is there a trackpad where the heel of your hand could be hitting and doing weird things too?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. You have that finger thing. But.
Yep. You can disable that and see if maybe some of your problem is just that you're tapping that thing causing issues while you're typing. That does happen to people.
A few years back, it happened where, I don't know, I got those guys online. I don't remember where it was now. Maybe it was Microsoft. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But they came in and, took over your computer and took out something. But that's what was happening. That's what made me think of somebody taking over the computer because the DVD thing kept going out.
So wait a minute. So when you say you called the Microsoft guys, you didn't get a pop-up that said call Microsoft. You called them on purpose, right?
Right. Because I did was run the McPhee or whatever I had at the time.
Right. So then you went and Googled Microsoft somehow and you got to their support. You weren't using some number you got in an email, right?
Right. They're trying to tell me what to do. And you can pay to come online and then they'll take over and see.
Interesting.
It turned out to be that it was a Trojan or something, they said.
Hmm. Well, I mean, obviously this could be some sort of malware too. I'm thinking it's a bad keyboard.
I'm also leaning toward hardware here. Yeah.
There's nobody out there.
It could be. It's right at my desk, I suppose.
Yeah, try the keyboard route and see if that works, Ed.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome. Bye-bye. It is a little kind of disconcerting when your CD-ROM pops out.
And
then he's trying to force it back in his fight. I can just picture him fighting with
the CD-ROM. I'm trying to think of times when I've seen that happen, and I can't. So,
yeah. Let's go on to Mark on the cell phone here. What's happening, Mark?
Hi, I have a question. I've been seeing ads, obviously, that are out there for, the VPN, protect your data. And I was wondering about Whole Home and whether, I guess I'm wondering, is it difficult to load for the whole home versus just replacing the router that comes with that preloaded? And if I go that route, what do I do as far as the cable modem and connecting to that?
All right, so you're definitely going to the next level here. So your cable modem doesn't really play any role here. It would be done at your firewall level, where you're going to say you're going to establish a firewall VPN to connect to some service, which does this does exist. However, when you encrypt that data for everybody, your internet performance is going to drop pretty heavily. Okay? So I would tell you that you're probably not going to want to do this just for practical reasons. You know, who cares as far as, you know, whatever you're streaming on TV? The device itself that's streaming your TV show is talking back to its mothership anyways, even if it's through the VPN. It's going to still report that Mark is watching whatever you're watching. Okay? So I would tell you that if you really want to protect and VPN when you're surfing on particular machines, that makes sense. You can use Proton VPN and then connect for free, believe it or not, and it works pretty well. You can pay for it too, and then do whatever you're going to do on the internet more securely. But most people are going to use a VPN when they're in a public area, when they're looking at things like banking and stuff, which they shouldn't be doing in an airport or something like that. Because, you know, they're going to bring up the VPN, they're going to go ahead and do their bank account, and then the camera, security camera that's looking at you is going to look and watch what you're doing on your computer. guys taking a picture of your password. Just kidding. But you'd want to use your VPN in those types of areas. And if you use OpenDNS, and there's actually now... browser-based DNS security we've talked about.
Yes, DNS over HTTPS.
Right. So you can eliminate, again, the cable companies understanding where you're going if you're trying to eliminate getting advertised to. They make a lot of their money just selling Mark's data, right? So I wouldn't do the whole house. I think that would drive you bonkers. It would really reduce your performance. Unless you got go net speed, you know, gigabit speeds, and you don't care, then it would work pretty well.
Okay, thank you.
You got it, Mark. It's one of those things that, you know, it's going to encrypt everything. So every packet.
Everything in and out.
And that firewall is going to work real hard doing all that.
Right, and also the traffic is going to be routed somewhere other than locally.
Right, who knows where.
See, if you're on a cable, like a cable internet system, the traffic in and out is handled by local routers in your region,
right?
You know, in your town or maybe in the next town over,
right?
But he's sending stuff to a VPN service that's going to a data center somewhere else in the world,
right?
And then it bounces around and then it comes back to him,
all encrypted.
So, in addition to the overhead from the encryption, you've got overhead from how the traffic is moving.
Right.
And that's, you're right. It's going to really hit performance.
Right. So why do it?
It has to.
Why do it? If it, you know, unless you want to do something securely on the internet, like whatever you're doing, if you want to do it internally securely, fine. But again, you're protecting yourself from somebody in your own home using Wireshark to figure out where you're going, really. I mean, adding the internet encryption only really kind of anonymizes you as far as where you possibly have browsed. However, even in the case of Proton, they've already been hit with, hey, where are these guys going with the VPNs or what's going on with their email? So even though you think you're secure and private, they can ask the governments of these countries can go and say, hey, I see Mark has an account over here. I want to know where he's going. And guess what? They can give it to him.
Yeah, just remember, Proton is located in Switzerland.
Right.
It's subject to Swiss law.
I didn't even know they were not part of NATO.
And if... No.
That surprised me this morning.
Yeah, they're not part of...
Anything.
Anything, really.
Yeah.
Except maybe the UN.
I knew they were neutral. Yeah, I knew they were neutral, but I thought they had some connection.
But if the Swiss courts say that Proton has to cough up some data...
They will.
They have to.
Yep.
They have no choice.
Right. So wherever you're choosing, and then, of course, you're going to try to find some VPN service that says, you know, no one can touch us. Well, they can't until they can. Right. So which country are you going to go to? So, you know, just understand when you're on the internet, when you're on any kind of digital system, it's all going to be available some way, somehow. You know, I don't care if you use BleachBit on your email server there, honey. It's still going to be there. Somebody's got a backup of that data. And the company that the company is in Stanford that was backing it up. I don't understand where that data is, but we won't go there. You know, that data is somewhere, and or how you got from point A to point B is somewhere. It's either on people's routers, it's on people's switches, it's on people's workstations. It's logged somewhere. Just don't do anything wrong. We'll be right back.
What exactly are you using it for?
Looks like Joey's got my music listening list somewhere. Nice job there, Joey. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're back. We're here till 11 o'clock, and then Dr. Alessi will be in with Healthy Rounds. He'll give you a second opinion on your health advice. And let's see what we can do. We got two lines open, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Everything we've talked about has been posted live. Dennis and Mike are working hard here to get that out there for you guys over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. And, of course, via Facebook and Twitter. Let's go to Ron next in West Hartford. What's happening, Ron?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
All right, thanks. I got a Dell laptop I run in. Let me see. Obviously, Windows 10, but I'm running malware bytes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's very recent. I'm sorry?
Okay. We're acknowledging what you said.
Okay. All right. So malware bytes, but what recently popped up, probably the last 2 weeks, is this thing whenever I'm running, let me see, Word or Excel in Office 2019, I'll see malware bytes flag a problem, and then it crashes the application.
That's not good.
What I did do is bring up the control, and I unclicked it, and everything seems to work fine after that. So right now I'm running 3/4 protected, if you understand what I mean.
I do. So, you could always change the tool. We're looking up to see if Malwarebytes has some sort of incompatibility or something going on with their tool. But I would only use Malwarebytes as a remediation tool if I thought I was hit with ransomware or malware.
Yeah, it does operate as a background service antivirus, but
right.
I don't normally work with it that way either, and very few people are running with it that way.
Yeah. So do you run OpenDNS, Ron? Are you configured for that?
I don't know what the heck that means.
Then you're not. So think of the busway. You see how the busway, we got that very, except OpenDNS is free. The busway wasn't. Imagine having your car being able to drive on that busway, and you know you're not going to get hit by anything because there's nobody on it.
Yeah.
Right? So OpenDNS sends you on a safe internet superhighway versus literally, if you're driven on the main highways these days, holy moly, is it scary out there.
Yeah.
So what you want to do is configure OpenDNS so that when you are on the internet, you're not going to be able to go to any kind of malicious or damaging sites because they're going to keep you off those scary areas of the internet. That's number one. Number two, again, you can keep running Malwarebytes, or I would tell you not to. I would even tell you to uninstall it. And then Windows Defender, yep. Or you can run, if you're running Windows Defender, it's a good AV these days. We actually have to, we change our minds. I was actually talking to somebody else who said, hey, I noticed you changed your mind. We do. We change our minds with what's going on out there. Microsoft has finally gotten to a point where Defender is respected as an AV product, and you can trust it more than you could in the past. And run Windows Defender, and then just have Malwarebytes in your back pocket. In case for some crazy reason you ended up getting going to a malicious site. But if you configure OpenDNS, which we'll put up again as a link, it's not a thing it's not any software to load. It's a tool to configure how you get on the internet. Right now, if you use your DNS, it's actually coming from your internet provider.
Oh, okay.
We're going to tell you to use OpenDNS's IP, so you're going to go through it. And it's a Cisco service. And it is free.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if they sell your information.
So that's OpenDNS is for when I'm accessing the net, but this is strictly a local. I run Office 2019. It's installed locally and all that stuff.
Yeah, I know it is, but for some reason, Malwarebytes and Dennis, literally as I've been talking, has been looking to see if he can find any example of this.
I have seen reports of Malwarebytes conflicting with Office 365 apps, which is not what he's got.
No.
Right. He has the retail 2019 Office.
Right.
So I haven't been able to turn up anything that matches your situation exactly.
Joey, did you want to say something? Oh, Joey's, I thought he was raising his hand back there. So it could actually be seeing whatever you're working on as malware. I mean, if you got some sort of Excel spreadsheet that does have a macro in it that could be malicious, maybe they are saving you from that.
Yeah, Well, I doubt it. I mean, the Word docs I'm working on are flat. I mean, there's nothing to them. It's a list of things.
Yep.
And it'll have a problem with that.
So it's called a false positive. Somehow it's right. designating this as a false positive. It could be a font in there that's causing the issue. It could be anything.
Oh.
I would tell you to just say, okay, well, Malwarebytes is causing a trouble for me. I would turn it off or uninstall it and just trust Defender and then configure OpenDNS and see how your life goes there.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you got to change that battery, too, in that smoke detector.
Oh, there's a bunch of them here that need it, yeah. I didn't know you could hear that.
Oh, yeah, it's radio, Ron. All right.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You know, I did find, actually, this is something kind of new you guys may or may not be aware of. There's like a 10-year lithium solution versus the old batteries out there for your smoke detectors. Instead of using the old 9-volt solution, you can go buy a 10-year lithium battery type of smoke detector. And man, that sounds awesome, doesn't it? To have a 10-year battery.
It does. Joey, when does my smoke detector become USB rechargeable?
Yeah, that'd be a problem. What were you going to say, Dennis?
I was going to say I bought one of those 10-year detectors.
Yeah, right?
And it works. I put it in just a few months ago. It works. Yeah, absolutely, it does.
Right? Why not? Then you're not going to hit this poor guy's chirping in the background. It just drives me nuts. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC are the numbers. Fernando in Bristol, hang on. We'll be there after the news. I'm starting to wonder if Joe is listening to my playlist. This is Computer Talk with Tab. And I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're here till 11 o'clock. And we were just talking a little bit off air before we get to your calls again about smoke detectors. And this is a thing. You're not going to believe me, but it is a thing. So somehow at 2 in the morning, our smoke detector was chirping. And, you know, a chirping smoke detector any time of the day is a bad thing. But 2 in the morning, why I would just choose 2 in the morning and stop was driving me bonkers. Because, of course, I'm not going to – my wife's like, get out of bed and find that thing. And you know how this – you've seen the sitcoms trying to walk around and figure out when you're a blurry-eyed 2 in the morning. You don't know where it's chirping from, right? You got like 17 of these things it feels like in the house. And then it would stop, right? It would we would only hear it 2 or 3 in the morning. And then by 5:30, no more chirping. Turns out, because I set my heat down and it's cold, the battery just weakens enough. It's a thing. I was looking it up and I couldn't believe it. The battery gets just a little less juice and it starts to chirp. And then the heat comes on and it stops chirping. Oh. So it's right. Of course, we changed the battery. But the point is, it can do that. I'd never believe it. I would never have believed it in a million years.
I couldn't believe it either.
So. So get a lithium one and you won't have that issue for a decade, I hope.
But.
Uh-oh.
Your smoke detectors are only good for about 10 years.
Correct.
So when your battery dies, replace the whole thing.
Right. And they're not they're not very expensive either.
No. Well, on that point, like when we had to redo the house,
yeah.
Fire code smoke detectors, I had to buy like a 20-pack of smoke detectors.
Did you do lithium?
No. Mm-hmm. But it's ironic, and kudos to the manufacturing process,
because
mm-hmm. all the batteries are roughly dying in every smoke detector around the same time.
There you go.
They all got put on the same day, so like they're all starting to die.
Right.
So now it's, okay, same thing. Which one's that?
Well, I think that the fire department would tell you you're supposed to change your batteries when you change your clock every 6 months. All right.
Who has a clock in their house?
Right. I do.
I got one in my stove.
Yeah, nothing like changing the microwave clock in the stove clock. Yeah, that's true. All right, we digress. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC, and we'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Let's go to Fernando in Bristol. How you doing, Fernando?
Yes, good morning.
Morning, sir.
Yes, I have an old HP, 2014 approximately, and I've been getting a blue screen that says it needs to restart, and we can start it for you. So I downloaded... to check out my hard drive, Crystal Disk Info, and it shows I have some bad sectors.
Mm-hmm.
Relocated sector count. It said the threshold is 140 and the current and worse is 183. I was wondering if my hard drive is on the tail end of it.
Well, it could be. I mean, the blue screen of death happens for all sorts of reasons. Is there any kind of code that goes along with that blue screen, an X0000 kind of code or anything like that?
Well, it's 2F2, raw values.
Just 2F2. That's a little cryptic even for Microsoft.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's the only thing I can see on this thing.
Oh, you have it up right now? You have the blue screen in front of you?
No. Blue screen is not anymore.
Okay, good.
It happened several times, but I was able to restart the computer every time.
Yeah, so it's an 8-year-old machine. Obviously, we're not going to recommend you to put any time and money into it.
Yeah.
Yes, over time, you're going to see a failure, right? It's showing you something. You could have a memory issue. It could be a hardware issue, hard drive issue. It could be both issues.
Right. Basically, order another computer, huh?
At 8 years old, I think you can get this through committee pretty easily.
Yeah. Now, I have one screen. I have a desktop, and I'm going to order another desktop. How do I transfer the old stuff to the... with only one screen from one desktop to the next?
Well, the easy way to do it would be to take the hard drive out of the old computer, even though it's probably failing.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of what I would guess is going on. Put it in a drive enclosure that is USB connected. Plug it into the new computer. Then you can move any data that you've got from it to the new computer.
Okay.
The only thing that you're going to have to do with a new computer is reinstall any applications that you've installed on the old one.
Yeah, right.
You're not going to be able to migrate that direct from computer
cables,
to computer.
Transfer cables, is that okay too? Or do I need two monitors for transfer cables?
I would not. Here's what I worry about with that drive, okay? The drive that we know is failing. If you power it up and you have a computer actively using it, while it's powered up and running Windows, you're more likely to cause more damage to the data. Right now, if you're worried about keeping your data, what you need to do is to contain the problem, which means shut off the old computer, leave it off, get a new one, power it up, get it running Windows, then connect that old drive to the new computer, as I said, just as an external USB drive.
Okay.
That will minimize the amount of drive activity on the old drive. And all you will do is just copy your old data to the new one time. You're done with the old drive, and then you can smash it and take it to the recycling bin.
Okay. How about just replacing that drive with another one? I've done a recovery, USB recovery for the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Can I buy a new drive? And
you can, but we wouldn't advise it. It's an 8-year-old chassis, 8-year-old motherboard, 8-year-old. It's not worth it. You're not going to get the benefit of it. The technologies are light and day different.
That answers my question. I really appreciate your help.
You're welcome, Fernando.
I enjoy your show. Thank you very much.
Our pleasure. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So Fernando's got something to do today.
Oh, yeah. He's got a job.
Let's go to Harry in Newington next. What's happening, Harry?
Harry, how are you guys doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. At your recommendation a couple of years ago, I bought Acronis for backup. I really like it.
Good.
It works well for two laptops. My wife no longer uses her laptop, so I try to cancel the subscription, and they're paddle.com or something like that out of England. They never let me cancel. I had to call the credit card company on a previous product. Ooh. They canceled the card and gave me a new card.
Yep.
So I want to cancel one of my two subscriptions for Acronis.
Yeah.
And I know they're going to ignore my cancelization.
That's you awful.
And it's happened before where I had... It's a pain to cancel a credit card you've used for years.
Well, I hear you. And, you know, we've had these stories even with AOL, believe it or not. Like, they would never take no for an answer.
There was a guy that recorded his interaction with them.
Yeah.
And it went viral.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that they're doing that to you. I would never guess that people would pay a subscription to backup. Now, you're doing that. They do offer a one-time purchase.
I didn't know that. I just got a bill for... $69 per
month?
Laptop.
Per laptop?
For six months.
Holy moly.
Wow.
Well, I wouldn't want you to do that, Harry.
Well, they just raised their price.
Mm-hmm.
And it hasn't expired. It's got a couple more days, but told them to cancel it.
Yeah.
And I know it will not happen. I fought for a month or so to get them to cancel a previous product.
That's awful.
I like the product.
Yes, it does work.
They just will not do it. Do you have any suggestions outside of calling the credit card company and canceling another card?
Well, is your data being backed up off-site as well? Is there a service along with this, or is this just a way for you to access their software?
It's a way to access the software, and I do a full backup. And then it does incrementals, and it works very well.
It does, but is it not going off-site to the cloud for you either? It's only going to your local target?
Well, no, it's going to a cloud.
Ah, okay.
Okay, that's
why they're charging
about.
You.
Yeah.
So if you want to keep your data stored in the cloud and have it backed up, you need to pay for them to store it. That's what this cost is coming in. The cancellation side of it, I don't have any other advice other than I'd be as cranky as you. We'd all be victims of it. It's not like we have any kind of magic. However, we can try something. We can try to reach out to Acronis. We said we were going to do this because another person called in with the kind of a consumer issue, and they threatened our show to talk about it. And somehow the company said, "Okay." I didn't even know we had that kind of power. I don't know that we do.
Wow.
But Harry, if you want to email me at gethelp@tabinc.com, I'm going to be at a conference in Texas next week. But if you want to send that over, I will try to leverage the power of Computer Talk and say we'd like to have someone from their marketing department explain why Harry can't cancel his subscription and see if that gets you any satisfaction. I'll try that. I said I would when I had this type of call coming in, so I'll do it.
I'll do that, and I'll give you my subscription number and all that.
Okay, but just understand, I'm no Mike Boguslawski.
No. You're not in my corner?
I'm in your corner, but I'm no Mike Boguslawski, man. I'll do my best.
Put on your boxer gloves.
Exactly.
Let me see. No, I just want to cancel my wife's laptop. She doesn't use it anymore.
Right.
And even though it's a fairly current one.
Yeah.
And it has the backup. Now, I don't care if we lose her backup data in the cloud.
Right.
I'd like to cancel one subscription and the cloud that goes with it.
That's the key. And then, so send me that information specifically, and I will do my best to see if I can get this to happen for you, Harry. Like I said, I promised we'd try it. So let's see how much power we got. Don't hold your breath.
Who do you want me to specifically address to you?
Just say, say Eric, send it to gethelp@tabinc.com and it'll get to
gethelp@tabinc.com and refer to Eric.
Okay. Yep.
Thank you much.
All right, Harry, I'll do my best.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye. All right, I said I would try that. What the heck? Oh, wait, let me drop Harry. Here he goes. Let's get on to Crane in Wolcott. Hey, Crane.
Crane, it's Craig. But
well,
okay,
I wasn't sure. You know, I never Joey typed it in, man. And I've been burned for saying things wrong. Now it says Craig. It said Crane. And I'm not... I don't know. What do I know? What can I do for you, Craig?
Hey, I'm looking to get a Wi-Fi signal from the back of my house down a hill about 230 feet to a deck.
Yep.
And I've seen some directional antennas that I can hardwire to the router, but I wanted to see what you guys think about that.
So the deck is completely disconnected from your home, right?
Yeah.
230 feet away. Does it have power out there?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So you win. Ubiquiti has some really great tools. We can post the actual. They're like soda cans, and they really work really well. You can put one on. You may want to replace all your Wi-Fi with Ubiquiti, so it's one big mesh network. But it's not very expensive. A couple hundred bucks per access point. Or, of course, you can just greatly increase your router in your home. But 230 feet outside starts to get to the max of the bubble of a typical home router. So we're going to recommend an indoor-outdoor, it's more of a business-grade, industrial-grade type of router, access point that'll do this for you.
Gotcha.
We'll put the link if you really want to do it. This is a way to do it, and it'll go. Your neighbors will be able to get your Wi-Fi if you want them to.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Sounds good.
All right. And sorry about your name there, Crane.
No problem.
All right, we'll put a link up there for you. So, yeah, I mean, the technology is really improving, and Ubiquiti is a pretty good technology. It's just a matter, though, that if he does do this, you're going to want to do one mesh system. You're not going to want to have this working and then the other one.
Yeah, he'll be better off with a complete Ubiquiti system.
Yeah, so we'll put some links up for that. So feel free to get online. We have four lines wide open, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WDIC. Joey promises he won't butcher your spelling of your name so that I don't do the same. Do you want to bring up anything there,
it's
Dennis?
A free service we offer here.
Yes. It's funny, too, because when people are... I'm a listener, obviously.
I'm sorry, Craig. That was on me.
It happens. It happens. But you're listening for your name, and some ding-dong calls out Crane.
Yeah. But it's a free service we, you know.
Yeah. So as we wait for your calls...
It's a feature.
It's a feature of talk radio. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Joe, did you want to bring up some news there, Dennis?
I do have a little news.
What do we got?
This is also connected with the war over in Ukraine. And it seems that a lot of these guys that have bought into crypto with the dream of hedging inflation.
Oh, yeah?
Are finding out it's not really working out too good because the price of crypto, all different kinds of crypto, Bitcoin, Ethereum,
mm-hmm. good.
The prices are diving.
I love it. Good.
And yeah, okay. So you guys that think you're protecting your wealth.
You're not.
You're not.
It's fake money anyways, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. It's all fake. And now people don't want it so much because all the ransomware gangs, many of which work in and out of Russia and Ukraine, are now scattered to the winds because they're probably running for their lives. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Bitcoin trading isn't taking place. So,
yeah,
market's diving.
Good.
Good deal.
It's good news.
Great
news. As far
as
I'm concerned, you know, on top of the fact that it's, again, if you care about the planet as far as overheating, and again, I'm not some environmentalist tree hugger type of guy, but I like fresh air and clean air and all that fun stuff. Bitcoin mining is one of the most detrimental things you can do to the planet. If you just think about your computer, if you ever listen to it, fans kick on real hard because you're processing something. Imagine that's happening 24/7, 365 with hundreds and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of computers. They're just humming and humming and humming, processing that stupid blockchain so that we can make sure that your fake money went from this guy to that guy. I don't know. It's a big, stupid mess as far as I'm concerned and needs to stop. Let's go to Guy. Oh, sorry. Quick break first. That's what he said. We're going to take a quick break and then Guy from West Hartford, you're up next. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back.
Healthy Rounds with Dr. Anthony Alessi. This morning, 11 till noon on WTIC News Talk 1080 and WTIC.com.
We are back. Joey, you haven't made a mistake on a bumper music yet. I mean, I don't understand. It's awesome. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock, like the guy said, and Dr. Alessi will be coming in and give you a second opinion on your health advice. And let's go to Guy in West Hartford, who's up next. What's happening, Guy?
Hi, Eric.
Hi.
Welcome, Dennis.
Thank you.
And, fellas, I've got actually two recommendations on prior callers.
Sure.
You'll bear with me.
Of course.
First of all, the fellow with the shed or whatever that was a couple hundred feet away from his house.
Yeah.
I actually had a similar situation with one of my employees. She had a she shed. It was about the same distance away.
Nice.
And I bought this device from TP-Link.
Yep.
I'm looking at it here on the computer, and it worked phenomenally well.
All right.
You use the existing AC wiring to transmit the data signals over it.
Yep.
So you have one device on one end of your house somewhere. You plug it into a circuit, and you have another the other end in the shed. You plug that into the circuit.
Yep, that's a very good idea too.
The one I got was a power line Ethernet adapter, TP-Link AV600.
Yep.
And it says it's good for 300 meters. Mm-hmm. Cost about $40.
It's a nice cheap solution. I should have thought of that. For some reason, I was thinking of it as a disparate powered item like we see in our business clients. But, of course, it's connected to the same circuit.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yours is pretty good, too. Then he could drive around in his golf cart and have wireless anywhere he wants in his backyard.
Yeah. I mean, pay for one internet service and charges neighbors and make some money on Wi-Fi internet.
Yeah. Okay.
Good solution, Guy.
Yep, that was the one. So, and the poor guy with the Acronis issue... I mean, just generally with credit cards, you don't have to cancel the whole card. You can just challenge one transaction.
Mm-hmm, yep.
So if he wants, and if he's still listening, he can call his credit card company. Most of them are pretty good about it. Some are better than others. And identify the transaction he's challenging, and they'll issue him a credit, and they'll reach out to the vendor and ask him to show documentation, whatnot. And
yeah.
In his situation, sounds like it's pretty clear that he's not getting any satisfaction.
I think you're right. I think the bigger problem is, though, he wants to keep his backup and cancel his wife's, and they're probably part of the same charge.
If it's the same charge, then he can just challenge half of it.
Yeah,
say,
yeah.
I'm authorizing you know, $69 out of the two.
Yep.
So that.
Yeah, fair enough.
Of course, with him, the fear is that they cancel them all together and he's lost all his data on the cloud, which
that can happen, too.
That's a danger here.
Yeah.
That can happen, too. Guy, we appreciate the call, man.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Take care,
thank you. You, too. All right. I want to thank all you guys for joining us on this Saturday morning. I want to thank Mike G for posting everything live over at Facebook for us and Twitter. So thank you very much, sir. I want to thank Joey Burgoyne for being our producer, which is great. We love Joey. And thank all of you guys for joining us on this Saturday.
We're begging you. We need you to be geeks, too.
See you next week.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.